Even after a year, there are parts of the Jersey Shore where the recovery after Sandy has been slow to non-existent. Residents blame bureaucratic red tape for the delays. State and federal officials point the finger at each other. The Christie administration promised transparency in issuing grants and other funds to residents, but so far, information is scarce and so is the money. WNYC's Janet Babin recently visited the ocean block of Fielder Avenue in Ortley Beach to check on the recovery progress.
I first met Barry and Ileana Ingram about a year ago as they shoveled out from 3+ feet of sand the storm had dumped in their yard.
Why? I did all that.
When Sandy hit, the couple lived year-round in a two-story house a half block from Ortley Beach, and Barry stayed to ride out the storm.
And the house was going like this. Boom, 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 boom. And there was stuff in the basement hitting the pipes like a submarine going boom, 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 boom. Pitch black out, wind out.
The house took on about 9 feet of water and remains uninhabitable. Like many who were devastated by Sandy, the couple hoped to be back in their home by summer. On a stormy Friday a few weeks ago, I went to Fielder Avenue to check on their progress. Up and down the block, little has changed since summer. The vacant lots and abandoned homes give the block an eerie, desolate feel. The Ingrams are farther along than most, but they still have a lot left to do.
Welcome to our home.
Thank you.
Ileana laughs because she still has studs for walls and plywood subflooring to walk on.
When do you think you'll move back in?
Well, right now I'm waiting on my permit for plumbing to hook up water and sewer. It's going on 3 weeks. And when you submit it, they tell you 5 to 20 business days.
Ileana says obtaining the required permits has been a full-time job. But Tom Kelleher, the mayor of Toms River Township that includes Ortley Beach, says his staff is approving permits as fast as possible.
There's a minimum of a 21-day turnaround, okay, because the plans have to be reviewed. Zoning has to make sure it doesn't violate any zoning ordinances. We're not going to let the place be rebuilt with a hodgepodge.
But it's not just permits. Thousands of residents impacted by Sandy have a laundry list of complaints about the pace of recovery. From the changing federal flood maps that held up decisions on how high to rebuild, to delays or denials from insurance adjusters, to languishing grant applications. In February, Governor Christie announced that New Jersey had received $1.8 billion in federal aid money that would be funneled through the state. Most of it, he said, would be money that residents wouldn't have to pay back.
Our goal on this first section of the money is to use it predominantly for homeowner grant program and a small business grant program. Notice I'm saying grants, not loans. We know that a lot of our homeowners already have debt.
More than 15,000 people applied for these large grants, up to $150,000 per family. But the state admits a year since the storm, just 100 applicants have received a grant, a tiny fraction of the more than 15,000 who applied. But when it comes to federal disaster loans, the numbers are reversed. WNYC's data news team found that of about 85,000 applications for small business loans, all but 100 who applied have received their loan. That difference between grants and loans is plainly seen on Fielder Avenue. The north side of the beach block has 20 homes. Besides the Ingrams, most of the few other properties on Fielder even close to being habitable are rental properties run as businesses.
They were gutted to the ceiling. And we had 6.5 feet of water in here.
Towards the end of the block, John Raminski rents out a 3-unit ranch house. He says the only reason he was able to rebuild these units is because he received a $128,000 federal loan. But he says it did take months to get it.
Instead of getting all the information up front to make you 100% qualifier, they give you a little bit of money. Then again, you have to kind of cross the T's, dot the I's, whatever they ask you for additional information.
Grant applicants have jumped through the same hoops, but they're still waiting. Attorney Adam Gordon with advocacy nonprofit Fair Share Housing blames New Jersey's Department of Community Affairs, which administers the grants.
This is the major program to help people rebuild and elevate their homes. And the federal government gave its approval to spend this money back in April, so we're not really sure what they're really saying here.
Fair Share has filed a lawsuit seeking more information about where the federal funds are being distributed in New Jersey. In an email, Lisa Ryan with the Department of Community Affairs blames the rebuilding grant delays on the hoops that the federal government makes residents jump through, like excessive documentation and numerous on-site inspections. She said an additional 200 applicants will receive their grants before the end of the month. The program also eased restrictions on what contractors residents could hire to do the work. But that still leaves thousands of residents in limbo, possibly approved, but still waiting on money from these grants. On Fielder Avenue, the Ingrams say they got this far by cashing in their life insurance policy. Even now, Ileana says progress is measured in small victories.
We got a new sliding door.
Out the door, their back deck is higher up than before. You can hear and see the ocean now that their home's been elevated. But the Ingrams still have a long way to go before they move home and begin to enjoy that view. For WMIC, I'm Janet Babin.